When you give your word, can others count on you to follow through? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. As Crown's founder, the late Larry Burkett, reminds us, followers of Christ are accountable before God to do what we say.
What is a vow? A vow is a promise to do something. That's literally what a vow is. When you got married, that's why we call it exchanging vows. You exchange promises. Ecclesiastes 5:5, Solomon said, "It is better that you should not vow than you should make a vow and not keep it." That's an absolute promise. When a Christian gives his word, it's an absolute promise. You must do it, even if it costs you everything you own. You know, in our country, only a few years back, there are men in this room that I know remember when you could walk up to another man, shake his hand on a contract, and it was done. And nobody would back out on it because you knew that when a man gave his word was his bond, it was his honor. It was a mark of honor. Nobody would back out on it. Not so anymore, huh? Today you need 14 attorneys on each side just to interpret the contracts. And everybody's trying to stick a loophole in the contract, knowing that if they have to get out, they want to have a legal way, at least a, not an ethical or a moral way, but at least a legal way to avoid doing what they promised to do. A vow is a promise. And a promise is what you know you meant, and that's really all it means. It doesn't mean what he thought you meant, and you must do what you know that you meant. You're accountable to God, not to anybody else.
For more than 42 years, we've been helping Christians know and apply God's financial principles. We've seen millions of people helped and set on a path to financial freedom. We're here to help you. If you have a prayer request, need hope or encouragement regarding your finances, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or visit us online at crown.org.